Announcement was recently made of the appointment of Brother Finn B. Paulson as the first president of the San Paulo Temple in Brazil, and the call of his wife, Sarah Melissa Broadbent Paulson, as the matron to the temple. Until now, Sister Paulson has served ably as the first counselor in the general presidency of the primary. It has been deemed advisable to release Sister Paulson from the presidency of the primary, which we now do, extending to her sincere appreciation and thanks for the service that she has rendered. Will those of you who would like to join with us in expressing thanks as we release Sister Paulson, please indicate it by the usual sign. Thank you. It is proposed that we sustain President Spencer W. Kimball as prophet, seer, and revelator, and president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. All in favor, please manifest it by raising the right hand. Contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. Nathan Eldon Tanner is first counselor in the first presidency, and Marion G. Romney is second counselor in the first presidency. All in favor, please signify it. Contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain as president of the Council of the Twelve Apostles, Elder Ezra Taft Benson. All in favor, please manifest it. Contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. And as the quorum of the 12 apostles, Ezra Taft Benson, Mark E. Peterson, Delbert L. Stapley, LeGrand Richards, Howard W. Hunter, Gordon B. Hinckley, Thomas S. Monson, Boyd K. Packer, Marvin J. Ashton, Bruce R. McConkie, L. Tom Perry, David B. Haight. All in favor, please manifest it. Contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. As patriarch to the church, Elder G. Smith. All in favor, please manifest it. Contrary, by the same sign. The Council of the First Presidency, the 12 Apostles, and the Patriarch of the Church as prophets, seers, and revelators. All in favor, please manifest it. Contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. Spencer W. Kimball is trustee in trust for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. All in favor, please manifest it. Contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. As the presidency of the First Quorum of 70, and as members of the First Quorum of 70, Franklin D. Richards, James E. Faust, J. Thomas Fiennes, A. Theodore Tuttle, Neil A. Maxwell, Marion D. Hanks, and Paul H. Dunn, all in favor, please manifest it. Contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. As additional members of the First Quorum of 70, Al Masani, Sterling W. Sill, Henry D. Taylor, Theodore M. Burton, Bernard P. Brockbank, James A. Cullimore, Joseph Anderson, William H. Bennett, John H. Vandenberg, Robert L. Simpson, O. Leslie Stone, William Grant Bangerter, Robert D. Hales, Adney Y. Camazzo, Joseph B. Worthlin, S. Dilworth Young, Hartman Rector Jr., Lauren C. Dunn, Rex D. Penninger, Gene R. Cook, Charles A. Didier, William R. Bradford, George P. Lee, Carlos E. Acey, M. Russell Ballard Jr., John H. Goberg, Jacob D. Auger, Von J. Featherstone, Dean L. Larson, Roy G. Derrick, Robert E. Wells, G. Homer Durham, James M. Paramore, and Richard G. Scott. All in favor, please manifest it. Contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. As the presiding bishopric, Victor L. Brown, presiding bishop, H. Burke Peterson is first counselor, and J. Richard Clark is second counselor. All in favor, please manifest it. Contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. As regional representatives, all regional representatives of the court are present constituted. The Young Men's President appointed. The Relief Society, Barbara Bradshaw Smith, President, Janet Russell Cannon, First Counselor, and Marion Richard. The Sunday School, Russell M. Nelson, President, B. Lloyd Pullman, First Counselor, Joe J. Christensen, Second Counselor, with all members of the board as at present constituted. The Young Women, Ruth Hardy Funk, President, Hortense H. Child, First Counselor, Ardith G. Capp, as Second Counselor, with all members of the board. Primary Association. Naomi Maxfield Shumway, President. Colleen Bushman Lemon, First Counselor. And Dorothy Louise Lua Christiansen. The Church Board of Education, Spencer W. Kimball, N. Eldon Tanner, Marion G. Romney, Ezra Taft Benson, Gordon B. Hinckley, Thomas S. Monson, Boyd K. Packer, Marvin J. Ashton, Bruce R. McConkie, Marion D. Hanks, Paul H. Dunn, Victor L. Brown, and Barbara B. Smith. All in favor, please manifest it. Contrary, if there be any but the same sign. The Church Finance Committee, Wilford G. Edling, Harold H. Bennett, Weston E. Hamilton, David M. Kennedy, and Warren E. Pugh. The Tabernacle Choir, Oakley S. Evans, President. Gerald D. Otley, Conductor. Donald H. Ripplinger, Associate Conductor. Alex Schreiner, Chief Organist. And Robert Kundick and Roy M. Darley, Organist. All in favor, please manifest it. Those opposed by the same sign. It seems, President Kimball, that the voting has been unanimous in favor of those officers and general authorities presented. President Kimball has suggested that Brother Homer Durham, James Paramore, and Richard Scott, whom you have just sustained, take their seats in proper order.